We want to tell you about a very special visitor we had this morning. It's Santa. He wasn't on his sleigh yet. In fact, he came up the elevator with our home station's general manager, who was a little surprised. And then we sat down with Santa in the studio. Santa JG, Jonathan Meath, is a real bearded Santa. And we wanted to ask him some questions, starting with this one from Armand Tendelkar, who's 7 years old.
I don't get it. He's so fat. How does he come down the chimney? And how can he eat every sandwich and stuff from around the whole world?
Armand, yes, well, I am fat. But to get down the chimney, it's magic. I shrink down. It's easy. And, you know, I also have a magic key for those houses that don't have a chimney.
Well, now we turn to a question that came up with almost every kid I asked. And this, though, was well put by Lucia Rosenblatt, who is 5 years old.
Santa, how does he get all the presents all by himself?
Oh, Lucia, I have many, many elves who help me to manufacture and distribute.
So it's not just you.
No, it's not just me, and it's much like Federal Express or other operations, that wonderful U.S. post office.
And another question came up, was articulated by my daughter, Samantha Brady-Meyerhoff. She's 8 years old, and she had a very pressing question.
How do the reindeers fly? Is it like in the saddle, or do you put some magic dust on them or something?
No, magic dust, dear. They just are a special type of reindeer that know how to fly.
No training needed?
No training needed.
There you go, Samantha. And let's go back to Armand for a minute, because all little boys and girls know that you bring toys to kids who are nice, and the naughty ones might get a lump of coal or maybe just not what they asked for. But we'll go back to Armand Tendelkar now, who told me how Santa knows how you know whether he's been good or bad.
Santa can read my thoughts.
Does he know if you've been good or bad?
Yes.
Have you been good or bad?
Yes.
Which one? Good or bad?
Good and bad.
Well, isn't that true of all of us?
So he'll get something under the tree this year.
Oh, of course.
Good. Armand, I hope you heard that. Now that we've heard from some kids, I want to ask, what are girls and boys telling you they want this year?
Some of the Apple products get asked for, but I have to say, tried and true, Legos and Barbies.
Now, it's still a very difficult economic time for so many people. What are you hearing from kids? Do they understand Santa might not be able to bring them everything they want?
Well, Santa often makes sure to say that things are on the list, but there's no guarantee. So children understand that.
So you don't hear the divorce stories or the foreclosures or the kids don't know that, or they don't want to bring it to Santa's lap.
Very, very seldom do I hear that. And if I do hear it in the context, it's always in the context of a celebration and how wonderful it is to be celebrating the season of bringing back the light and just the happiness of being in a family. Santa is about the celebration and not about the day-to-day problems.
Santa JG, Jonathan Meath, is a real bearded Santa, and he'll be flying his sleigh soon for Christmas Day. Thank you so much for coming in, Santa.
Oh, great pleasure.
Well, we hope that Santa's good to you this year. Before we go, a little note from Robin Young.
So I'm getting ready to pack the sleigh, where to put that giant beanbag chair. And as I deliver gifts this holiday, I'll be thinking of a visit I made to a friend's apartment this week. At the door to one of the units, a big box. It was from Globe Santa, a terrific program run by the Boston Globe that gets gifts to needy kids. But we knew there were no kids home in this apartment. Their mother had just been charged with murdering someone. I know, pretty chilling. But I took the box, and now good people at the Globe are trying to get it to the kids who are somewhere deep in the foster system. And it reminds me, for some kids, an entire Christmas might fit in one box, but it's still something. So just a thought, maybe you also have a great organization like Globe Santa, where you are. Wherever you are, have a wonderful time. I'll be the one with the blue beanbag chair tied to the roof of the car. From Monica Brady Meyerhoff and all of us at Here and Now, happy holidays. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.